Headline: Famous Teacher Coming. Saturday, August 24, 1912, Montreal. Publication: The Montreal Daily Star. Abdu'l-Bahá, Oriental Prophet and Leader, here soon. Head of Worldwide Baha'i Peace Cult. Unity of all religion and universal peace is his gospel. Abdu'l-Bahá, one of the supreme religious figures of the Orient, and known the world over as the head of the Baha'i movement, with over 3 million followers in his native Persia alone, will arrive in Montreal about the end of August, to remain in the city for about a week. For several months past, Abdu'l-Bahá has been in the United States addressing large gatherings in New York, Boston, Philadelphia, Washington, Chicago, Cleveland, Pittsburgh, and other cities. He also addressed the Lake Mohonk Peace Conference, and at present he is attending the Green Acre Conference. During his stay in Montreal, he will address several public meetings, definite announcement of which will be made later. Just before coming to America, Abdu'l-Bahá visited London, where he spoke in St. John's Church, Westminster, walking hand in hand up the nave with Archdeacon Wilberforce, and in the City Temple, where the Reverend R.J. Campbell introduced him as leader of one of the most remarkable religious movements of this or any age. In Paris, a short time before that, he spoke from the pulpits of Charles Wagner and Perry Hyacinth. Third great teacher of the movement, Abdu'l-Bahá, or the Servant of God, is now 68 years of age and patriarchal in appearance. He is the third of the great teachers of the Baha'i movement. His predecessors were his father, Baha'u'llah, the great prophet of the faith, who died at Acre in Syria in 1892 at the age of 75, after having suffered imprisonment for 40 years. At the instigation of the Mohammedan clergy, who saw their occupation gone if his principles triumph, and Muhammad Ali, the foreteller of Baha'ism, known as the Bab, or the Gate, a young man of great religious fervor and eloquence, who was executed in Persia many years before, after a brief but memorable crusade. Abdu'l-Bahá himself has spent the greatest part of his life in prison, mostly at Acre, his release coming in 1908 on the downfall of Sultan Abdulhamid in Turkey. The movement has spread in the East in the face of the most bitter persecution. In Persia alone, between 20 and 30,000 men and women have suffered martyrdom. From his father, Abdu'l-Bahá, or Abbas Effendi, as he was known before his accession to the leadership, received instruction. And early in life, he acquired the power he manifests today of meeting people of every race and faith and class. Early, too, he manifested evidence of the extraordinary knowledge and wisdom by which all people who met him are impressed, whether they acknowledge his spiritual standing or not. Not long before the downfall of Sultan Abdulhamid, persecution of the Baha'is was renewed with horrible barbarity, and Abdu'l-Bahá awaited sentence of death with absolute equanimity. When the Young Turks achieved their triumph and the tyrant found himself hurled from his throne. Since his release, Abdu'l-Bahá has spent a considerable part of his time in travel. He has been deeply impressed by his tour of the United States and is looking forward with a great interest to his visit to Canada. The movement has many adherents in this country, quite a number of them in Montreal. While here, Abdu'l-Bahá will stay at 716 Pine Avenue West. All who wish to visit him will be made welcome, if arrangements are made beforehand by telephoning Uptown 3015. To establish religious unity upon earth, the great aim of the Baha'i movement is explained as the establishment of peace and religious unity in the world. It has no clergy and no ritual. It is not a cult, and to be a Baha'i, it is not necessary to cut away from one's religious affiliations. On the contrary, each man is asked to cling more closely to his own church or faith, and work to purify, enlarge, and spiritualize into the larger unity the expression of each particular belief. What is sought is the spiritual unification of all mankind without subversion of existing creeds. Everyone must do the greatest amount of good within his power and work unceasingly for the peace of the world and the unity of the human race. The great historic religions of the world are proclaimed to have all come from God, as the one divine source of all truth. That the truth is perceived by mankind in many different ways, and each has its own revelation. Hence the real unity of all faiths, as given from age to age by Abraham, Moses, Jesus, Zoroaster, Buddha, Muhammad, and Baha'u'llah. The one point insisted upon is that the fundamentals of spiritual teaching shall be universally admitted and practically applied to the affairs of daily life and in the social, business, and political life of nations. War must cease, Abdu'l-Bahá declares. There is something above and beyond patriotism, and it is better to love your fellow men than to love only your countrymen. When we see this and know in very truth the brotherhood of man, war will appear to us in its true light as an outrage on civilization, an act of madness and blindness. If the hand fights against the foot, all the body must suffer, and no one's part can possibly be the gainer. When the light drives away our present darkness, we shall recognize that we were like a man in a dungeon, fighting and slaying ourselves.